Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Our guest today is Daniel Solarte. Daniel Solarte is a traditional Colombian healer, and you can find out more about Daniel Solarte and his profound life-changing work at his website, birdlandcolombia.com. Welcome, Daniel Solarte.
Hi to everyone. Hi to all the audience. I'm really glad to be here with you again, sharing my tradition, my path. Just wanted to share that I'm really happy and glad to be here again.
So Daniel Solarte, in an earlier interview, we interviewed you about your work with YOPO. And today we're going to be talking to you with you and our audience about the traditional Colombian dance. So what is the name of the traditional Colombian dance that you lead your audience with?
So right now, actually, I'm talking to you from the savanna of Colombia. It's called, this area, this region is called in Spanish, the Llanos Orientales. And I'm in the indigenous reserve, the community, the Sicuani community that I belong is located. The name of that reserve is called Huacoyo. And right now I'm in the place and I'm just like, the name of the dance is called Samanimonae Petajunamuto. It means, Samanimonae is the group. Samani means the leader of the group of creators that create this life, this planet, and also the humanity. And Monae means group. So it's the group of Samani, and Petajunamuto means path. So it's the path of the Samanimonae. So like that, for us, they created all this life through that dance. And now we are dancing not to create, we are dancing to transform humanity. So in that way, I connected to the new dawn. We are going through the new dawn, the new humanity, the new world that we are creating together. So that dance is the path, and we do it 3 times a year, in January, in Easter, and in October. So last weekend was the big dance. So we were 70 people from all around the world, with people from USA, people from Romania, from different parts of Colombia. So we were around 70 people dancing together for 3 days, also connecting with the master plant of Yopo and the root of ayahuasca and tabaco.
Now, where does your dance come from? What is the history behind it?
So, as I was talking also the last time, we call that in Sicuani Salinai Liwesi. And it means ancient world. So it's like the world of creation. So for us, I will share a little bit of the story where the dance appeared. So for us, the story also is not something that has happened that is in the past, because Sicuani tradition, we don't see the time as a line up. The perception that we have the time is a spiral up. And actually, the past and the future is not behind or ahead. It's happening in different layers. So when we share the story of creation, is awake in the memory. So we are, in one way, we are embodying that story. So in the beginning, like the elders tell us, is share with us, is that in this planet it was all covered by water, and the space between the sky and the earth, it was really short, and it was all dark and cloudy and foggy. It was before the sun, before the moon, before the stars. So in that time, two forces used to rule the world. On the sea, it was the big anaconda that is called Quemain. And on the sky, it was the thunder. So they were ruling the world. But one day, the Mother Earth, they appeared like a piece of earth from the sea. And in that piece of earth, it was 8 eggs. And in that 8 eggs, they were the Tsamani Monai. So in the moment that the earth started to grow, also the eggs were growing. And in a point, they just opened. So in that eggs, it was Tsamani, Livinei, Kahuyali, Furnaminali, Kuei, 5 brothers, a couple of elders, Adei, Janiluaba, and a little girl that is called Kabeinaluaba. So the elders tell that they were dancing in that piece of earth. And every time that they were dancing, the piece of earth started to grow and grow. And they create everything. They say that they were dancing for 12 years. And in that period, they create everything that we have right now. So also for us, like as I was telling, we are not dancing to create because everything is done. We are dancing to transform humankind. So it comes from the origin of times.
So Daniel Solarte, you mentioned that people come from all over the world to enjoy this creation dance. Do you have to have some sort of prior experience in dance or any sort of training to participate?
No, no, not at all. We are really open to, from here we have been having play people from North Africa, from Europe, from North America, from South America, from different cultures, beliefs, religion. We are open to everywhere, to everyone, and from everywhere. We have certain diets that we recommend to have before the dance, at least 3 days before and during, and 3 days after. So mainly it's like to don't use any other psychedelics or pharmaceutics, or also we also recommend not to have sexual relations 3 days before, during, and 3 days after, because also what we are doing in the dance is like we are elevate, like we are growing our frequency, like leveling up our frequency to connect with the frequency of the Tsamani Monai. So we have to be also live, and also we are receiving energy from the space, from that field. So we recommend the diets to maintain that energy with us so it can root in us. So it's more to give time to the energy to root with us. To our like basic recommendations. We have also the recommendations that are more for the plan, the master plan of Jopo. Like pregnant women, we recommend not to inhale Jopo. A person that has several migraine headaches, and also in some cases it depends the case, but we recommend to people to tell us, like in different cultures with different master plans around Colombia and the world. Also, when the woman is in their period, we have some recommendations also. But it depends also in the case. But that are like the only recommendations that we have. Like apart from that, everyone is welcome. We don't have anyone, even if they have not have any experience with plants, with dance, with communities, it's open here. This time we have people for the first time trying plants, for the first time also coming to this community, sharing with indigenous people, traditions. So it's really open.
Beyond performance or ritual, how does this creator dance function as a living practice for remembering purpose and cultivating inner coherence?
Okay, so I'm going to share a little bit how the dance works. So, well, as I was sharing before, the Yopo gatherings are, for the reason the name is more like a gathering, where we gather. It's not, we don't call it ceremonies, but this dance has more like a structure of a ritual, because we have an entry, we have an exit, and we have a direction. So we are moving always against clockwise. And then we are creating a spiral up. So it has a structure of a ritual. It has a structure. So we have some movements, the structure. Because we are elevating our frequency with the dance, with the chant, with the intention, the individual intention and the collective intention. So in that way, people that we recommend people here, like come with an intention also. But even if the person doesn't have an intention, the dance itself and the job itself is a plant that space and a field that helps you to connect with your heart and open it, and also to connect with your memory and open it. Then in that way, you can be in a field of clarity. So that plus 60 people around to elevating the energy in the same way, we create a field of, we can call it like unconditional love. And then it's a place that if you have an intention with your health, it can help you with jobs, it can help you. It's like really effective to manifest. Because the field is like a perfect opportunity to choose what you're looking and what you want in your life. So also what it does is, in the way that I was telling, that everyone is really open, that you can be really aware about yourself, of your thoughts, your patterns, your looks, and then also the job helps you to connect with the heart. And then in Spanish, remember in Spanish is recordar, and the etymology and the root of that word means to go back to the heart. So what we are doing is remember to going back to the heart, where all we remember who we are and that we are part of organism, of conscious, and then in that state and in that field, we can break different programs and blockages that doesn't allow us to connect with our own truth.
Now, you mentioned that as a traditional Colombian healer, you work with the plant medicine Yopo and also sometimes ayahuasca. So are people taking Yopo or ayahuasca while they're engaging in the dance?
Yeah, the our master plants are tobacco, the ayahuasca root that we call it in Sicuani Huipa, and the Yopo powder. So it has the same, we are working during the daytime, because as you can see, the clear sky behind me, we work with the clear sky because we are looking for that clarity. So we work like in the same times, in the same time that we also work in with gatherings. So we start at around 9 a.m. after breakfast. We can eat normal because the plant is not like to push. It's more, it goes straight to the blood, so it's more directly to the brain and the system in general. So it doesn't push, so you can eat normally. And then we start around also, we are leading by our elder, that is Clemente Gaitán, and all the community, his daughter, his son, other members from the community. And then they are the ones that are holding the space and guiding us. So they share the world, the ancient world, the story of the creation, the plants. And then after the people has a time to concentrate, like to connect with themselves, with the plant, with themselves, then we start to dance. And then people can, when you are dancing, you can take Yopo many times. We recommend until 2 p.m. So we can again land, then we can eat, and then we can rest properly. So we are taking your pad when you are dancing because you are moving. You can take 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, and have job. So we are taking the master plans. We are connecting with the master plans
Now,
while we are dancing.
within your worldview, how is purpose understood, and how does the dance help reveal or awaken a person's sense of a soul purpose?
So that is connected with what I was telling about remembering, to going back to the heart. So I'm going to use, I have like a fresh examples from this dance. So, and it's also connecting to the idea of the new dawn. Now, and nowadays, that the experience that we are living right now, that are like somehow disconnecting ourselves from our heart, and it's like taking us a lot to our analytic mind to be thinking and worrying about the past, what is happening right now, what is going to happen. So a lot of stress, tension, and anxious. So in that case, we are disconnecting from ourselves to be present in the right now, to connect with the beauty of life. And nowadays, we are like living more and more tension around the world in different ways, in different directions. So people, I have seen and I have experienced also that people is having like a lack of connection with themselves, and in that way also with life itself. So the dance, it is a field that we create together through movement and the chants, that are like the chants become the intention. That is the guide, because we are calling the like celestial lagoons, celestial fields, celestial towns, fruit. So we are exploring the celestial field, bringing us that energy to us. So the intention goes to connect with that field. And in the movement, in the motion, that we connect more with the emotion, but through the body, moving. So in the way also it's a liberation, because we are moving, we are spinning. And then in the spinning, we can, it's also like a meditation in movement, because we can share up the monkey mind and then reconnect with our heart, with our body. We can liberate a lot of tension from the body, from our also like let go also attachment, things that are somewhere in the body, and be present with the joy of the dance and the people that is around. So in that way, the first purpose is to reconnect with ourselves, to feel, to be present, and to be part of a path that is calling and connecting with the intention of awakening and transforming the world that we are living right now.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, and we're listening to Daniel Solarte, traditional Colombian healer, and we're learning about the healing power of traditional Colombian dance. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Daniel Salarte, you speak about a new dawn. What does this new dawn represent, and how is it embodied or expressed through the healing power of your dance?
So in the history of creation, the Sequanic history of creation, as I was telling before, the name of the creator that created the humanity is called Matsuldan. So Matsuldani, there is a story when he created different, he created the humanity that we are living right now, and also how he separate traditions through the language. And he was like, he wanted like I'm going to go to the story so I can explain myself. So in a moment when he was, for us, the humanity comes from a seed. From a seed, more like an almond, like seeds. I'm talking more about like hazel, like nuts, like, yeah. For that reason, in our teeth, the one that are in that part, I forgot the name in English, we have a nut inside, because we come from a nut. So he was putting groups of nuts. And then with a stick, he become the nuts people. And he bring a celestial tobacco from the sky. And he tell every group to smoke the tobacco. But the tobacco was half tobacco and a half, or it was a worm, like a colorful worm. So he said to the first group, smoke it. And they said, no, this is not a tobacco. It's a worm. We are not going to smoke it. But then other people start to smoke it, and then they start to change the language. And then in that group, they understand each other. So the people that they don't smoke it, the tobacco, the Sequani people, they say that is the Sequani, the native tradition, that they maintain the native language. And the other groups are the one that are not natives, for saying like that. And the purpose of them was they were builders to build. And the native one was to connect with the spiritual world and to protect nature, to be guardians of nature. But already we have seen what is happening in this planet. And my master is telling that we already are in a transition. Because the native one, the one that has the knowledge of the spiritual world, they are disappearing. They are already going away. And now is the time from the non-native people to carry the lead, to learn how to connect with the spiritual world, how to talk, how to guardian the nature. And that is the new humanity. That is the new dawn that we are living now. So I'm not Sequani, blood Sequani, but right now I'm talking to you, I'm sharing the tradition, I'm traveling around, I'm working as a traditional healer, I'm sharing the story and connecting with the spiritual world, with the water, with air, with the wind, with the air, with the earth. So that is the new dawn that we are talking about. So when I'm traveling around, I'm sharing that story, I'm sharing that tradition, and also I'm sharing a tradition and plant. So for the people that are looking for what to connect with themselves, to awake, to remember.
So Daniel Salarte, do you only hold the dances in Colombia, or you mentioned that you're traveling around the U.S. and Europe. Do you hold the dances in U.S. and Europe, or only in Colombia?
Right now, we are just holding the dance in Colombia. But actually, like for petition of many people around the world, we are thinking also to, like, my purpose, personally, my purpose is to one day bring the dance to different, to other countries. But for that also, we need, like, what I'm doing is opening the path in different places. So then when the process, the place already has a process with the people, with the community, then we can go with the elder, that is the one that open also, like the one that open the dance, like to open the dance in that place. So for the moment, no, but it's an intention.
Now, how does this healing dance help people reconnect with their heart?
Okay, so this dance, as I told you, for is how it was created the world. So my teacher, he danced when he was a kid because he was a nomad. So he was traveling, he was walking around all the savannah of Colombia. And he found some communities that they were like staying in places for a while, and they were receiving people. So they were giving shelter and food to the other families that they were passing by. And he has to experience where he danced when he was around, yeah, when he was a kid. So he tell us that it was his first class. So he create with us with a marak, we call it tzitzit. That is our tool of connection and the one that gives the rhythm. So in that way, that is the one that acts like the heart pop. And then we start also to do a way of dancing with our steps, with a rhythm. And then we are connecting with our heart, with the tool, with the marak. And then with our steps, we are vibrating with the Mother Earth. So awakening ourselves to the vibration of the Mother Earth and the marak. So in that way, it's always about the heart. Yeah, the rhythm of the heart. So my teacher, in that moment when he danced for the first time, he knew that it was his path, and he believed like 100% in what the elder were telling about. So he keep traveling, and then he have his family. But like around maybe 15 years ago, he had a dream where a being, like a white being, was asking him, "What are you waiting for? Why you are not dancing?" And then that being gave him the chant with the one that he started again, the dance. And this weekend, past weekend, was the 10th year that we have been dancing again. So I went a little bit away from the question about the heart, but I wanted to mention that. Yes. But it's about the maraca. Then I remember the maraca. That is our way, like our tool of connection with the heart and the vibration with the steps.
Now, you are a traditional Colombian healer. When people come to dance this dance, which as you mentioned lasts about 3 days and you do it 3 times a year, what sort of transformation do you see in people who've come to do the dance? How does it change people?
Okay, I'm going to use one example that also my teacher likes a lot to read.
Yeah.
So one day, a friend of us, because we have, like, people is coming every time, like 3 times a year, so it becomes community, family, and it's a good friend. And he was trying to have babies with his wife, but he was having some issues to have it. So he asked my teacher to help him to have babies. And my teacher told him, of course, I can do it. Actually, I just a couple of friends that they came from USA, from Boston, that I work with them. They came to dance, and also they came to receive a treatment to have babies. So I wanted to also point that. But again, go back to my friend. He was asking that, why my teacher told me, I can help you, but the treatment has this cost. And for him, it was too much in that moment. He said, oh, teacher, no, I can't. I say, so my teacher told him, okay, so you are going to dance with that intention. Dance, put intention, dance with that intention, put all your heart with that intention and dance with that. And then the next year dance, he couldn't come because he had his first baby. So,
that's a beautiful story. I love that story. Yes. So now, how does this dance that you do support people in grounding and helping them to reconnect and a renewed sense of direction during times of profound change on the earth?
Okay, so as we are connected with the ayahuasca root, that is also the beauty of this tradition, is that we connect with the sky after we root to the earth with the kapi, with the ayahuasca root. So I follow also my path of meditation, and so and I know the power of meditation. Be aware and be the most aware that you can and conscious during the daytime, during the days. And I can see it also in your book that you can get. It's not a, we don't work with a plan to trip or to go to the, like to the experience in different dimension, densities, or saying like that. We focus more on ourselves to be open-eyed and be present. So it becomes like a awake meditation. So in that way, it's easier to process the experience with the plant, because you are, of course, you are in a different perception of reality, but you are really aware also of the present moment. So it gives you also some of the beauty of the unknown, the feeling of the mystic, of the mystic spirit, but also it gives you the presence to contemplate the present moment. So in that way, it's like a really deep and intense experience, but it helped you to ground it and to be able to process it. So in the dance, we were dancing 3 days. So it's a lot of energy, it's a lot of moving, a lot of change. And this week we were with a group of people that stay longer. So I was sharing with them. And also the 2 days after the dance, sitting down with a well, receiving healings, hearing stories, it is a nice way to ground, process, to integrate the experience itself. So also right now, I'm like recommending not just to be in the 3 days dance, but also to arrive a couple of days before, and also to stay a couple of days after to be able to integrate, to process, and to ground all that movement.
Now, you mentioned that during the dance that you use the plant medicines Yopo and also ayahuasca. And as I mentioned, I did an entire interview with you about what is Yopo. For our audience, can you explain what is Yopo, what is ayahuasca? Can you explain that briefly for our audience? And then
sure.
Explain when you, how you use those plant medicines in the dance.
So we, for us, they are master plants. So in the traditional Sequani way, before it was just for the healers. So we, the healer connect with the plant. So we shoo ayahuasca root. We shoo it. And then we inhale the yopo. So then that is the tool that we connect, help us to connect with the source of energy that we work with to heal people. So before it was the traditional way, but my teacher around 18 years ago, he was in a shamanic festival in Colombia that they were inviting different people, shamans from around the world. And they start to tell him, no, grandpa, you are going to do a yopo ceremony. a medicine ceremony. You are going to share your medicine, and we have medicine plants to cure illnesses. So he was thinking about that, but they were meaning the Yopo. And at the beginning, he was a little bit afraid because Yopo is strong, and we have to train ourselves to be able to work with Yopo as we work. But then he did a consultation with the sky, and they gave him a permission. So then in that moment, he started to share the Yopo, and then he started to receive the information and the understanding that now it arrived the moment that the people were looking to connect with the plant. So he created the Yopo gatherings. So all the Yopo gathering goes around the permission. So we share the story to how the plants, the creators led the plants for us. And we explain how which one was the guardian of the spirit guardian of every plant. And also we share the chant because for us, the chant is the permission. So we put a lot of attention in the permission because nowadays also many things are happening around the plants and tradition. So it's also a way to give education about being more conscious about the connection with the plants. So I like to say that Sequani people, the way of thinking is like you take everything with permission and you give everything with an intention. So the Yopo gathering goes through that story and structure, and also to connect with yourself, with everyone around, connect with the plant, to connect with yourself, with everyone around and everything around. So then also we do a traditional healing to everyone, individual healing, and also is the sharing. So in the dance is follow the same structure, but dancing, moving. So it is like it gives like a push of energy because we are many people moving also and going connect with the field that we work with, that we connect with. So it's like a little resume about it.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kurigan, medical intuitive healer, and we're listening to traditional Colombian healer Daniel Solarte. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Daniel Solarte, in a world marked by uncertainty and rapid transformation, what guidance does your dance offer for collective healing and reconnection?
Okay, so I can say that the line or the intention and the focus that it has to be is to remember again, to go back to the heart. Through the plant, to the tradition, to the guide of the elders, connecting again with the memories that is still in ourselves, in our heart, that remember us who we are, that we are not just an individual being that is living an experience, that we are living a collecting also experience together, and not just with humanity, also with the planet in general, and also not we just with the physical material reality. Also in this planet, it also exists a spiritual world that we cannot see, and they also habit this world. So the dance also help us to remember and to understand that if we have a more respectful relationship, first of all, with ourselves and with people and all the people around, and also with the territory, with the land, and with the spirits that are still guardian and giving life to forests, to water, to lakes, if we remember that they are part of it and they give life to it, and to respect it, that is the big step in the changing of a new humanity. So the plants, the tradition, the elders, and the Tsamani Monai dance help us to guide us and to remember we are and where we are.
Now, you mentioned that people literally come all over the world to participate in your dance 3 times a year. So, and this is your traditional ancestral dance. How can it be approached with respect, humility, and integrity by people from all different cultural backgrounds?
Okay, so I like to say that is like when you go to a family house. Yeah, you go with all the respect, asking for permission, knowing that is a family, a big community that is living here. More than the plants, more than the ritual, it is a family. So come with that conscious about that, more than living a experience is to share a house, a home, a family, a tradition. And then if you begin with that, you are going to have a beautiful experience with the dance, with yourself. And also is remember that we come also from a family, from a house that has been in any condition, in whatever situation, it has a root and a seed of love. So it helps us to remember that we are the root of it.
Now, what role does the body play in accessing deep wisdom and healing?
So, in the movement, it's like, I like a lot the dance because it's like a micro universe that helps us to understand many things in movement. But it is an entry and an exit. First of all, we have to remember that it's an entry and an exit and a direction that it makes us. So sometimes I can see that we are so overwhelmed in our thoughts and memories that we cannot even follow simple instructions. So in that way, the physical space and the movement help us to understand, to be aware, at least, to be as much present we can in the space. And then also we have to follow our direction, and with the dance, it's rhythm. So it starts to like get free of tension, like move parts that we normally do. We don't move, we don't stimulate, we don't liberate. And also in moments we receive the energy from the sunrise. So also we is like also like a class of if we are going to receive this position to receive, not to do this, not to do that. Also is like how also our hands, our movements, our position help us to grow in life with a different intention and direction also. So it could sound really simple, but sometimes in our complexity of minds or also daily life, we forget that simple stuff that can help us just to be more connected with ourselves and our body.
For someone listening today who feels disconnected or searching for meaning, how might the spirit of this dance support them into stepping into this new dawn?
Okay, so for these ones that are disconnected, that are looking and they're having like a lack of motivation or connection with themselves, I like to see how people are right here the first day. Of course, also with some, like a lack of trust because it's new. It's strange, could be strange because they don't know. It's the first time. I'm talking about people from coming for the first time. New people, strange people. Of course, here is a full indigenous community. It's not the comfort that we can find in our house or in hotels. So all that kind of things also somehow help to like make more flexible the tense state that the people has when they are in stressful conditions in themselves. And then after the first day, the connection with the plant, meeting my teacher, that he just brings joy to people, and dancing, awakening memories, awakening the body, awakening connection, remembering. I can see the faces when they are leaving the place full of love, full of motivation, purpose, full of also like energy to face the new path that they are choosing and wanting to live.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. Our guest today has been Daniel Solarte, traditional Colombian healer. And you can find out more about Daniel Solarte and his wonderful work at his website, birdlandcolombia.com. And remember, when you connect to your heart and move your body, and listen to the messages of the ancestors, you can heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.